You must have been pleased, Dane, with the way they finished off the match.
Yeah, look, what I am pleased about is I think that at the start of the season we started with a real sense of freedom to how we played footy. And, you know, that's from a performance perspective, a sense of freedom around taking in the occasion for what it is and what it was. And I think we finished off the year that way. And that's what I'm pleased about. Pleased that, you know, this incredible group of players have been able to find a way back to that level of freedom and that sense of freedom to be able to take in the occasion the way in which they did today and perform.
How would you rate the season on a whole?
Oh, really pleasing. We're very proud. We think that the way in which the group has engaged with our members and supporters has been incredible, and, you know, likewise the way in which our members and supporters have engaged with the playing group. You know, the response of our members and supporters here at Icon Park this afternoon post game was just incredible. You know, I think that's credit to the group, and you know, they're certainly very, very proud to be part of the Navy Blue family.
You speak justifiably how pleased you are with them, but what's your level of frustration? But I think early in the second quarter, you're inside 50, so 12-3, and it's only one goal apiece at half time.
Yeah.
You know, that must gnaw a little bit at you.
Yeah, look, and I think that, you know, right through the whole season, we've found patches of really clean play and been able to have the momentum on our side. And there's been patches, you know, that we haven't had control of. You know, I think no doubt we'll improve over the pre-season and over the off-season. From a skills perspective, we'll get stronger. And I think it presents us with an opportunity to get better at what we do. That's what we've asked our group to do right from the word go. You know, coming with an open mind to learning, and I think that's what they're doing. By no means is this the end of it; it's just the start of it. So we've got a list that we're really pleased with, one that we think can build sustained success for us, rather than just be a one hit. We're looking, you know, much further beyond just this season.
So you're pretty keen to keep the bulk of this group together. You don't have any other sort of key recruiting targets over the off-season?
Yeah, we'll look at the list management that we need to go through over the coming week or so. Once we get the defined periods and dates from the AFL as to trade periods and list registration, we'll look at that then. But, you know, there's always the opportunity to build, and we'll make sure that we do the right thing by the club and, you know, progress our list to a point where we can be even more competitive next year.
Today, Bree Davey, Lauren Arnell, but what's it say about Darcy Vesio, that she has a really good, you know, a really good defender, have a very good day on her, and she got one kick, one disposal at three-quarter time, and she nearly gets you across the line. It's a fair last quarter.
We say it every week, but she's an incredible player. And can have a significant impact on the game, you know, from, you know, a low disposal count. And again, you know, over the back half of the season in particular, I've been very pleased with what Darcy has offered defensively as well as offensively. And some of her work up the ground, her positioning, her starting positions have improved over the season. So it's not just what she's doing with the ball, it's what she's doing off the ball that's been really pleasing and has influenced and brought her teammates into the game as well as put her in a position where she's needed to stand up and have an impact.
How do you go about maintaining and managing this list across the winter footy season?
Yeah, so they'll go back to their VFL clubs, and there'll be parameters through which we need to conduct ourselves set down by the AFL, and we'll look at that and get really close to that. But you know, what we will do is make sure that our players go back to their VFL level very clear on what they can achieve through that process, so that they come back and are improved from that experience.
Overall, today, what's your overriding emotion given the start, given the finish? That's the top team, and you very nearly got it. What's your sort of overriding sort of, what do you come away thinking?
Well, I don't shy away from the fact that, you know, I think we've been very competitive, and I think that, you know, our best football has proven that we're competitive with, you know, any competition that's been in front of us. You know, there's some, you know, we missed Adelaide by 3 points and Melbourne by 6 points. And I think if we go back and you have a look at, you know, each of those games, you can identify areas that we could have improved on. But I think, you know, broadly across the whole season, as I said earlier, we've been focused on making sure that we've finished the season at a better level than what we started it. And I think individually and collectively, we can sit here and say that our group has learnt a lot, and that are better players and better people as a result of being through our program.
How much impact did you had a significant amount of injuries on your list. How much impact did that have on the season?
Well, I think it's had a significant impact. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, Hardiman, Last, Plain, Exxon, Bree Davey, you know, that we missed for a week and a bit there. You know, that's a starting back line. So it's had a significant effect, but what it has done is it's created opportunities for, you know, for other players to come in. You know, we saw Jordan Ivey play today, and she was incredible. You know, Tani Nesta, who unfortunately had gastro, couldn't play, but, you know, her games with us have been incredible, and they were both new to the list. And, you know, those sort of players don't get the opportunity if those injuries don't occur. So there's some positive out of it, but no doubt that, you know, the quality of player that we had injured and for the period of time that we had them injured for was an impact on our performance.